Elaine is here on this. The Health Ministry reported Sunday that it had recorded 90,632 new COVID-19 infections in the previous 24-hour period, setting a world record for a one-day tally of new cases. India has more than 4.1 million COVID-19 cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. That's the third highest total worldwide. Only Brazil and the United States have more infections, with Brazil also just over the 4.1 million mark, and the U.S. with more than 6.2 million cases. This is according to Johns Hopkins University. And the New York Times reports that it has seen a letter from the United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and addressed to the Security Council that says the Democratic Republic of Congo, northeastern Nigeria, South Sudan, and Yemen are on the brink of famines as a result of factors compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic, and that millions of lives are at stake. Boston's Northeastern University has expelled 11 students because they violated the school's coronavirus safety protocols. The students were found without masks and not observing social distancing in a room allocated for just two people. Media reports say Northeastern has also declined to return the students' tuition, which is more than $35,000 each. And more than 410,000 Americans could die from COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, by January 1st, according to the latest model by the University of Washington Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. It added that increasing mask use to the level seen in Singapore would decrease the cumulative death toll.